The story most of Lansing is talking about this week is the federal indictment of State Representative Larry Inman. The Traverse City area Republican allegedly solicited money from a union and a lobbyist asking for campaign donations in exchange for getting votes to stop the prevailing wage law from being abolished. For a lot of voters, this indictment affirms what they believe for a long time, and that is politicians are on the take. All government is corrupt. Well, joining us to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. So, Vicki, how does something like this indictment affect trust in government?
Deeply. It affects it deeply. The idea that someone would be willing to sell his or her vote on a very important issue for political contributions is exactly why a lot of people voted for term limits, to get this kind of political undertone out of government and send citizen legislators who would be concerned with representing their constituencies over anything else to Lansing to legislate. This is a very, very sad story, if true.
Ken, aggravating this voter suspicion that so-called dark money, where we can't find out who's giving the money to campaigns, in itself, it's just legalized vote buying. What do you think of voters' mistrust of money in politics these days?
Protecting the integrity of our democratic process is very important, and it's critical across a number of issues. But Lester, I want to add a cautionary note here. You know, under our legal system, people are innocent unless proven guilty. And being charged with a crime is not the equivalent of being convicted of a crime. So, you know, I feel it's sort of incumbent upon me to add a cautionary note here to this individual case, and not rush to judgment on this one person. But with that being said, protecting the integrity of our democratic process is critical.
And this is the thing that prompted the discussion this week. We've seen problems like this in the past. Government watchdog groups note that Michigan could be a lot more transparent about things like campaign finance and how elected officials deal with lobbyists and organizations that work to influence the government. So, Vicki, how effective would more transparency have on restoring trust in government?
It would be very important, but we're going backward. And ever since the Supreme Court Citizens United case that equated giving money to political candidates and the political process as the same thing as free speech, but doing it secretly, we've had this expansion, not just in the federal government, but in state and local governments, of dark money. And that is money that can't be traced to any particular individual. And I think it's important, if you're going to say something with your money, you should be willing to say it publicly with your money. And in the lame duck session of this legislature, even further restricted the sunshine laws by saying that the Secretary of State and the Attorney General's office cannot search for the names of contributors to these 501c organizations, these dark money organizations that contribute over millions of dollars to political campaigns.
Ken, what do you think elected officials should do to help restore trust in government?
Well, let me just say, the combination of money and politics is never good. There's always a risk. I'm a big believer in just absolutely full transparency, if you will. I'm not a big fan of limiting contributions to candidates, but I am a supporter of all contributions ought to be open and disclosed, whether it's large committees or just contributions to individual candidates, because I think sunshine is the best anecdote.
I'm wondering whether either of you was ever approached with an offer of a campaign donation in exchange for a vote or votes on an issue.
Well, I never was. And let me just say this. Don't forget, we have 110 members of the State House serving every 2 years. And we have 38 members of the State Senate serving every 4 years. When you have one or two of these every decade, you see that the problem is not that widespread. Most people go into politics to serve their constituents and to make the world a better place. This is a rare occurrence, and as Ken said, if true, it's very sad. But part of this is the failure of the legislature to hold itself accountable for political contributions.
Ken, were you ever approached?
No, and I think Vicki's point is very important. The vast majority of people, either candidates, politicians, legislators, or lobbyists, are professionals. Generally speaking, the problems occur when they do occur, and they're rare. It's not from a lobbyist or a contributor per se. It's generally the legislator or the politician that makes the first move.
I'm wondering, why do people give money to campaigns if not to influence a candidate?
Well, I don't think you give money to campaigns to influence a candidate. You should be giving money to support the principles that that candidate will bring should he or she be elected to serve in that office. And that's where most political contributions come from. They know that lawn signs cost money, literature, mailing, et cetera, are expensive propositions, and they want to help you defer those costs by supporting you. And maybe we need to move to a situation where we have limits on spending and that we shorten the election cycle and we try to drive this dark money out of the political process.
Ken, you get the last word.
Well, I think Vicki's right. I think most contributions are, over time, it's generally made because a candidate or a politician or a legislator has philosophical compatibility with the group making the contributions. I do think the other issue is access. Contributions are often made just so they can get an opportunity to talk to the person about issues they care about.
Ken Sekema is with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Thanks, you two. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.